الرحمن الرحيم. Today, inshallah, we will continue to learn about the different forms of oppression in Islam. And actually, as we learned last week, there are three forms of oppression in Islam. The worst type of oppression, associating partners with Allah. The second type of oppression, oppressing yourself through disobedience of Allah's commands and doing sins. And the third type of oppression is oppression of other people, that is to say, not fulfilling your duties towards them. Last week we learned in detail about the first type of oppression of the self regarding associating partners with Allah. And today, inshallah, we will learn about the other type of oppression, which is not to fulfill your duties towards other people. And actually today we will start by your duty towards your parents, how we oppress our parents. Most of us, actually, we will learn today how we oppress our parents. And inshallah we are learning this fact so that inshallah we will change our attitude towards our parents, so that inshallah on the day of judgment we will be surprised that our parents are the ones whom they will try to get most of our good deeds. The question is why we start by learning about our duties regards our parents and our oppression of our parents. The reason is that when we were young, we loved to play with our mom and dad. When we grow up, many of us leave them and only come to them when we need something or when we are in trouble. No matter what, parents are always there and give everything they could just to make us happy. But at the beginning, sister, let us remember the role of our parents in our life. Number one, the parents are the guardian angel who cares for you all the time, the praying hands that do prayers for you, the key that unlocks the door of the future, the light that guides through the dark moments, the teacher that teaches you life, the tutor who helps with homework, the cook who cooks all the meal, the driver for all the events, the dishwasher who never complains, the cleaning lady who keeps your room clean, the counselor who gives guidance, the self-esteem builder for everyone, the clinics that dries your tears, the friend who puts real meaning of friendship, and the credit card that pays all your expenses. This is very important. Today, inshallah, sister, we will start by learning about our duties and obligations regarding our parents so that we can realize how we oppress our parents, while maybe we are not aware of this. But we must be aware because there is a great punishment for oppression of the parents. Number one, we must believe that our parents are trust from Allah. In spite of the fact that our existence is from Allah, it is our parents who are the means of giving us life. We are a fruit of the garden of their love, affection and care. They provide protection, food, clothing to the newborn. The mother sacrifices her comfort since pregnancy starts, then during delivery and through the first 2 years of life of her baby, as she trains the baby to walk, talk, stand, and all the abilities which he or she needs to learn. She is always happy to watch her baby growing healthy in spite of being exhausted and tired. Also, the father works hard to provide his kids with the physical, educational, and psychological needs. As the child grows, the help, support, and care of the parents increase until he or she became a mature person. It is the fact that our parents sacrifice their life, effort, wealth, and health for our sake. It is because of the above fact that Allah the Almighty, after enjoining Muslims to worship Him alone, He enjoined them to be kind to their parents, as we will read now from Surah number 17, verse 23 and 24. Before discussing the meaning of this verse of the Quran, these duties regarding the parents, it is for the parents whom they obey the rules of Allah, the parents whom they take care of their kids, the parents whom they sacrifice for their kids. Unfortunately, nowadays, a lot of parents are very selfish. They just ask for divorce for their own interest. They never think that that divorce may damage or destroy the future of their kids. This is none of their business. Okay? Still, they are parents. Okay? But we must remember that to have good kids, you must be a good parent. If you want your kids to treat you according to the rules of the Quran, you must be the parent who follow the rules of the Quran regarding your kids. I am clarifying this fact now because the rules of the Quran actually are the rules which most of the Muslims must follow, parents or children. But unfortunately, most of the parents nowadays, we don't care for the family as the unit of the community. Accordingly, you know, they are the reason, you know, they are the reason why their kids are not treating them according to the rules of the Quran. But we will not discuss, you know, this failure, because this is a case of failure. We will discuss the rules of the Quran, the ideal rules, so that inshallah we will try to be ideal parents and inshallah we will have ideal kids. Okay? So now we will read from Surah number 17, verse 23 and 24. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. You can come here. وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا إِمَّا يَبْلُغَنَّ عِنْدَكَ الْكِبَرُ أَحَدُهُمَا أَوْ كِلَاهُمَا فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفٍّ وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا وَاخْفِضْ لَهُمَا جَنَاحَ الذُّلِّ مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ وَقُلْ رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. Okay. You read one.
Which one?
It starts from and your Lord.
And your Lord, that you worship none but Him, and that you be dutiful to your parents. If one of them or both of them attain old age in your life, say not to them a word of disrespect, nor about at them, but address them in terms of honor.
And lower unto them the wing of submission and humility through mercy, and say, My Lord, bestow on them your mercy, as they did bring me up when I was young.
Okay, so actually, sisters, this is the right of the parents, okay, regarding how their kids must treat them when they are in the old age. We must all agree that as life goes, our focus, we focus our attention on what lies ahead, on our children, the new generation. Rarely we are motivated to look back, to look back to the former generation of our parents, who represents the life that is already on the decline. Hence, as sons and daughters, we need a strong charge of conscience so that we will look back and take care of our mothers and fathers. And actually, sisters, this is a fact in our life. Parents are naturally motivated to look after their children, sacrificing everything in the process, even when the sacrifice includes them personally. Children always take up all their parents' health, wealth, attention, and effort, leaving them in the weakness of the old age, yet happy to have given their children everything they could give. But children soon forget all this and move ahead, caring for their spouses and offspring. Accordingly, it is the children who need to be reminded of their duty towards the generation that has become dry, in need of tender care, after spending most of their vitality in bringing their children up. Actually, sisters, Allah the Almighty in many verses of the Quran is commanding, you know, the children, okay, to take care of their parents. Allah never commands the parents to take care of their children, because actually it is the nature of the parents which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created them with, is that in their nature is that they will give everything to their kids. This is actually, sister, the normal father and mother. If you notice that there is a mother whom she is very selfish, or a father who doesn't care for his kids, he is not a normal spirit. Because the normal spirit is created with the nature to give for the family, to take care of the family. This is how Allah created us, so that we can have families. Otherwise, if this nature is not there, no one will care for the other one. For example, if I marry my husband, I will not have intention to have kids. I want to care for Mona only. I want to spend all my money on Mona only. I want my health to be for Mona only. I will not have any interest for kids. And if I have kids for the sake of my husband, they are not my priority at all. My priority is myself. This is not a normal spirit. You know, you must know this, sisters. Allah the Almighty created the human being for the sake of living on the earth generation after generation. Okay? And not any generation, a good generation, to take care of the life, to have a good life. So, if the parents are not taking care of their kids, if they are not willing, you know, to sacrifice for them, okay, what will be the end result? The end result will be bad generation, as the generations which you are living nowadays. This will lead to destruction of everything, as it is going on nowadays. And because of that, many people are saying that the Day of Judgment is very close. And you ask them, why you think the Day of Judgment is very close? They answer, because kids are very bad regarding their parents. This is not good. And parents are very selfish regarding their kids. So how the generations, you know, will follow each other, you know, if everyone is either selfish, not willing to give, not interested in the family, okay, and never caring for the family to be still the unit of the community, okay? So you must realize that if you are a parent, it is your nature that you will give everything for your kid. If you are a normal human being, okay? If you feel that I am selfish or my husband is selfish, this is not the normal. This is a special case, okay? So accordingly, in many verses of the Quran, it is the command of Allah to the kids to take care of the parents. Okay? Why? As I am mentioning to you now, because when the kids are young, okay, they are looking for their parents to take care of them and to give them everything. When they grow up, they forget about them. Okay? And they start to plan for their own families. I want to take care of my kids, I want to take care of my husband, I have to return home quickly. So someone will ask me, what about your mother? She's sick, she's in the hospital. Yes, yes, I know. You know, I will visit her after tomorrow. My daughter has a very important exam today. You see, this is the nature of the human beings. Accordingly, Allah the Almighty, as He is the Creator, He repeated His command. You know, it is not, sister, something, it is not a choice. It is a command from Allah, you know, to treat your parents in a good way and to take, alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and to take care of them and to return to them all their sacrifice. Okay? So in this verse of the Quran, Allah the Almighty is وَقَدَ رَبُّكَ, Allah is giving the command that, you know, number one, you worship none but Him. Okay, this is the most important. And immediately, whenever Allah will command, give the command regarding worshiping none but Him, immediately the second command will be, and treat your parents kindly. Okay, to clarify and to prove the importance of the parents in the sight of Allah. Allah the Almighty in these verses of the Quran is describing an elder person weakened by advancing years, needing shelter and care. Okay, you must realize, sister, that you will never realize how the old age will lead to weakness, will lead to the feeling of loneliness, will lead to the feeling of the need of the care, compassion and love, except when you are old. So long you are still young, you will say, when I will be old, I will never need anyone. I will never look for anyone to give me love or care or compassion. I will have my money, I will have my house, I will have my car, I have everything. I am not in need of my kids or any person. This is not the truth. You will know the truth when you will become old. You will have your house, you will have your car, you will have your bank account, and you will be extremely lonely. And you will never be ever having a balanced spirit. You will be always weak. You will be always weak psychologically, because you are looking for any hand to give you, you know, the feeling of care, love, compassion, sympathy, sharing anything with you. Accordingly, Allah is repeating and repeating, okay? Your parents, when they become weak by age, you know, maybe I look strong, okay? But I look strong from outside, and I look strong with other people. But when I am alone, only with Allah, I will show my real weakness. So Allah knows the weakness of the old people. Advancing age equal weakness in everything. Not only weakness in the health, mental weakness, psychological weakness, all kinds of weakness. So they are weak people. You know, sister, this is a fact which every one of us must remember and must remind herself. Your parents are weak under any circumstances, even if they are rich, even if they look very healthy, even if they tell you, we don't need you, your parents are weak from all aspects, and actually they need the shelter and the care. Allah the Almighty, in these verses of the Quran, is clarifying that you must actually talk with them in a respectable way, never to shout to them, and always to address them in terms of honor. I will clarify to you this more and more, but let us learn about Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A man came to him and asked him, which of the people is most deserving of my good companionship? Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, it is your mother. Again he replied, it is your mother. For the third time he replied, it is your mother. And for the fourth time he replied, it is your father. So your good companionship must be for your mother, for your mother, for your mother, and then for your father. Okay? A man was carrying his mother on his back while doing the obligatory walk around the Kaaba. You know, and this is not an easy job. It is a very difficult one. You know, he needs to move around the Kaaba 7 times, a very big distance. Okay, and he is carrying his mother on his back. Okay, so he asked during Hajj, he asked Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam whether he has discharged his duty towards her by this act. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no, not even for a single deep sigh, S-I-G-H, during delivery. You know, the pain of delivery, while you are in the pain of delivery, you say, not even for one of these, to carry your mother 7, this is before delivery. What about all the life after delivery, the sacrifice of the effort of the life, of the wealth, of everything, of the health, of everything. So, you know, sister, this is how Islam evaluates parents, so that again and again we will not come on the Day of Judgment under the impression that I was praying my prayer, fasting the month of Ramadan and more, I was giving charity, inshallah, out of Allah's mercy, I will be in the paradise. Hold on. Call the parents. Then the parents will come and stand in front of you. Okay? Then your parents, okay, will start to give you some questions, which I will give you an example of it today. According to your answer to these questions, okay, you will be evaluated by Allah, the Almighty. Okay? And then accordingly, all your evaluation on the Day of Judgment will be turned upside down. So we must know, you know, how great is the right of the parents, okay? How great is the right of the parents? So when I realize how the right is so great, I am supposed to treat them according to that right. Okay, I am not supposed to tell to myself, they take care of me for the sake of Allah, and Allah will reward them. So why am I supposed to take care of them? So long they will receive all the compensation for their sacrifice regarding me from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the Day of Judgment. Allah promised them the paradise. So why am I supposed to give them? No, you must give them because you have the command from Allah in the Quran. Now we will read other verses from the Quran regarding the importance of the parents, okay, in the scale of Allah on the Day of Judgment, so that inshallah, sisters, we will not oppress ourselves, okay, by not fulfilling, you know, our duty regarding our parents. We will read now from Surah Luqman, Surah number 31, verse number 15. Verse number 14 and 15. We will read verse 14 and 15. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. وَوَصَّيْنَا الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدَيْهِ حَمَلَتْهُ أُمُّهُ وَهْنًا عَلَى وَهْنٍ وَفِصَالُهُ فِي عَامَيْنِ أَنُشْكُرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيْكَ إِلَيَّ الْمَصِيرُ وَإِنْ جَاهَدَاكَ عَلَى أَنْ تُشْرِكَ بِي مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٌ فَلَا تُطِعْهُمَا وَصَاحِبْهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفًا وَاتَّبِعْ سَبِيلَ مَنْ أَنَابَ إِلَيَّ ثُمَّ إِلَيَّ مَرْجِعُكُمْ فَأُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. And we have enjoined on man to be dutiful and good to his parents. His mother bore him in weakness and hardship upon weakness and hardship, and his weaning is in 2 years. Give thanks to me and to your parents. Unto me is the final destination. But if they strive with you to make you join in worship with me others, that of which you have no knowledge, then obey them not, but behave with them in the world kindly, and follow the path of him who turns to me in repentance and in obedience. Then to me will be your return, and I shall tell you what you used to do.
So actually, sisters, in these two verses of the Quran, Allah is reminding us regarding the kind treatment of our parents, especially the mother, because actually of her rule, you know, because she is the one whom she was pregnant, and she is the one whom she delivered, the one whom she's giving the breastfeeding for 2 years. Okay, but there is a very important fact regarding the revered sisters. Allah the Almighty is clarifying that if your parents will try to make you join in worship with him others, okay, then obey them not regarding joining others with Allah, because as we learned last class, this is the greatest oppression for the spirit. But behave with them in the world kindly. Regarding the worldly issues, be kind to them. So this is the answer for every revered sister whom she is questioning how to treat her parents whom they are not believing in the oneness of Allah. Regarding the worldly issues, you must be kind with them. Regarding your belief in Allah, this is the belief in Allah, and this is something which no one is supposed to actually to discuss with you or to influence you regarding the belief in the oneness of Allah, because as I am mentioning again, sister, this is the greatest and worst oppression in life, which is never forbidden by Allah, and which is the way to the hellfire to associate partners with Allah. Okay, so again, sisters, Allah is clarifying that we must treat our parents in a good way, even if they are disbelievers in Allah, we must be kind to them. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, encourages every Muslim to treat parents with kindness, respect, love and care. As when he was asked, which deed is dearest to Allah, he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, replied, performing prayers on time. He was again asked, what is the next? He said, kindness to parents. So you see, sisters, again and again, we are reminding ourselves, okay, and reminding other sisters, because in the worldly life, we are very busy. We are running always forward. We never look backward. We always look for our kids and our husbands, and we always look our past, that is to say, our parents. Okay, we must remember them all the time. A man came to Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and said, I want to emigrate and struggle in the cause of Allah, seeking reward from Allah. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, asked him, are any of your parents alive? The man said, yes. The Prophet said, then return to them and be a good companion to them. You see, sisters, even to struggle, okay, struggle with your parents. Take care of your parents. This is higher, in a higher priority than to struggle for the sake of Allah. Allah is clarifying to us, sisters, the importance of taking care of the parents. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah delays the punishment of sins according to his will until the day of resurrection, except for unkindness to the parents, Allah hastens its punishment for the one guilty of it before his death. Actually, I need to clarify to you this very important hadith, which I am always mentioning to my daughters nowadays. All the time I am telling them, if you do any sin, Allah will punish you for that sin after this, except unless regarding the parents. You will pay the price while you are in the worldly life. So if you are working for, if you are looking for your hopes to become a reality, if you are looking for your hardship to end, never treat your parents unkindly. Because when you treat them unkindly, you are opening a gate of hardship in your worldly life. You will pay the price immediately. And actually, sister, this is the mercy of Allah. Because when the kids learn this fact, okay, they always change their attitude. Okay? Because they fear Allah's punishment in the worldly life. Most of the human being don't care for the punishment of the hereafter. Most of the human being, they care for the punishment or the loss in the worldly life. So when you warn your kids that your punishment, your loss, your hardship will be in this worldly life, this is always a successful warning. And this is hadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is the mercy of Allah who creates our spirit. And Allah knows how to warn our spirits. Okay? Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, let him be humbled, let him be humbled, let him be humbled. It was said, who is he? Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he who accompanies his parents in old age, either one or both of them, but didn't use their presence to cause him to enter paradise. What is the meaning of this? The meaning of this, sisters, suppose now I have my mother and she is 70 years old. If I treat my mother according to the rules of the Quran, which you will learn it now, my mother will be my way to the paradise. So I will be a great loser if I have an old mother or an old father and I am not using them as a way to paradise, as most of the people are doing. They forget completely about their parents. Okay, they forget that they have a gate to the paradise, and actually it is a very simple gate, because it must be your nature that you want to love and to care and to compensate for those whom they give you. gave you everything of it. Actually, sisters, in other verses of the Quran, Allah the Almighty stressed on the good treatment of the mothers, especially. Okay? From Surah number 46, verse number 15, regarding the special treatment of the mother because of her great sacrifice, we will read now, and then inshallah we will learn how to treat our parents according to the rules of the Quran. We will read now from Surah number 46, verse number 15.
الرحمن الرحمن وصينا الإنسان بوالديه إحسانا حملته أمه كرها ووضعته كرها وحمله وفصاله 30 شهرا حتى إذا بلغ أشده وبلغ 40 سنة قال ربي أوزعني أن أشكر نعمتك التي أنعمت علي وعلى والدي وأن أعمل صالحا ترضاه وأصلح لي في ذريتي إني تبت إلي.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And we have enjoined on man to be dutiful and kind to his parents. His mother bears him with hardship, and she brings him forth with hardship, and the bearing of him and the weaning of him is 30 months, to when he attains full strength and reaches 40 years. He says, My Lord, grant me the power and ability that I may be grateful for you, for me and upon my parents, and that I may do righteous good deeds, such as please you, and make my offsprings good. Truly, I have turned to you in repentance, and truly, I am one of the Muslims.
Okay. Alhamdulillah, sisters, we already read many verses of the Quran clarifying the importance of the good treatment regarding the parents. And now, inshallah, we will learn the ideal way of treating our parents so that we will learn how we mostly are oppressing our parents. Okay, duties and obligation towards the parents at old age. Number one, real love and love in the form of kind words and good behavior. Actually, sister, this is the feeling which the old age parents are in great need of. It is the nature of the human spirit that it needs the feeling of love, mercy, compassion, care, support, and affection. Your parents gave you all their love at the time when they were strong and healthy, and you were weak, young, and in need of love and care. Accordingly, at their old age, they are weak and ill, while you are strong and healthy. So it is your turn to show them all the good feelings which they showed you before. It is the rule of the Quran. In the Quran, Allah said, Is there any reward for good other than good? In Surah number 55, verse number 60, you can write that Allah said, Is there any reward for good other than good? If someone treats you in a good way, you must reply the same way. So it is the parents' rights that their kids return the love, compassion, and mercy to them at the old age. And again, sister, I want you to realize a very important fact. You know, it is not a gift from you to your parents. When you give them or you show them love, mercy, and compassion, it is their right. You are compensating for what you take before. Because there are some, human beings, okay, when they grow up, okay, and you tell them, show the real love to your parents, the real love, okay, they will tell you, it was their duty to raise me up. Their duty. I'm not supposed. Okay, I will show it to them, no problem. Okay? This is, sisters, not the command of Allah. Okay, the command of Allah is the depth, is the love from the depth of your heart. The love with the feeling. You know, the feeling that I am not giving you anything. It is your right. I am trying my best to return a very small peace of all what you give me before. And sisters, this is the heart of the true believer in the oneness of Allah. When you believe in Allah, and when you feel that I am a slave to Allah, you will feel that I have duties towards Allah, and I have duties towards others, because your heart will be full of love, full of appreciation. You appreciate the blessings of Allah, and because of that, you worship Him alone, and you say to Him all the time, all praise to Allah. Out of the appreciation of the blessings of Allah, you will appreciate all the blessings around you. So you will appreciate your parents from the depths of your heart. And this is, you know, sisters, because you are all revered sisters to Islam, I want you sisters to have this feeling in your spirit. Be real. In every feeling, be real. You know, because we fear only Allah in this worldly life. Why I will not be a human being with a real feelings? I don't fear anyone. I only fear Allah. And out of my fear to Allah, I am a real. You know, this is always, you know, regarding in always we give examples, you know, like the gold, you know, and the iron. Okay? The gold is precious. Okay? And iron is not precious. Why the gold is precious? Because it is real gold. You must have a heart which is real gold. You never cheat. You never deceive. You never fear anyone, because you believe in the only one who is controlling everything, Allah. Okay? No one can control Allah, but Allah is controlling everything. Out of my belief in His only power in this life, I am a real human being. I don't fear anyone. When I love from the depths of my heart. And when I start to feel that I hate, I never hate. The true believer never hate. I forgive. I always forgive. Out of my love in Allah, out of my belief in the reality of the worldly life, out of my belief that shaitan is always whispering to the people, I always forgive. I always forget. I always try to keep my heart a golden heart, full of love, full of compassion, full of mercy, okay, because this is my heart. My heart is me. When you ask, can you tell me who is Mona? Okay, I tell you, try to know what is inside her heart. If her heart is full of love, compassion, forgiveness, you know, all of this, she is a real gold, she has a real golden heart. But if she is the kind of a person whom she always shows very good feelings, but you feel that this is not her reality, okay? This means that Mona doesn't has no value, okay? So what is the benefit of becoming Muslims? And believe me, sisters, okay, this what I am explaining in depth in my Arabic classes nowadays. The most important in this worldly life is to have a good heart, is to have a living heart. If your heart is living, you are a living human being. How you will have this living heart? When you believe in the oneness of Allah. Believing in the oneness of Allah will remove from your shoulders all the fear from anything in this worldly life. I don't fear the future. I don't fear poverty. I don't fear illness. I don't fear diseases. I don't fear human beings. I fear the one who decrees everything. The only one, Allah. This is the only one whom I fear. Okay? And out of this belief, sisters, okay, you will be always having tranquility regarding other human beings, and you will appreciate them because you have a good heart. So when someone will give you a very small or simple help, you will feel that this is something very good, and you will be all the time thankful to that sister and having good feeling regarding that sister. This is not the reality of most of the human beings nowadays. If you look around you, you will notice that there are people whom you help them for years. You take care of them for years. And when you need them once, they are not shy. This is the problem. They are not shy to tell you, I am very sorry. I don't have time. I am very sorry. I cannot help. They are not shy. This is the issue, you know. And actually, sisters, this is the real loss. They are the losers. Not you are the losers. Because they are the losers, yes. Because they have this kind of heart, you know. They never appreciate anything. They only care for themselves. So, as a true believer in the oneness of Allah, I want you, because actually, sisters, inshallah, with the mercy of Allah, you will remember our meeting, five convert sisters with me, inshallah, in the paradise. Inshallah, when you will convert, inshallah. You know why you will remember this? Because you will realize that when Allah chooses you, and not any other one, to convert or to revert, to become a Muslim, to believe in His oneness, this is the signal that Allah loves you. Allah wants to save you. You are not one of those whom they have the greatest oppression. You know? You are scared. This is very good. I want you to feel this feeling. I want you to feel it now, before you will feel it on the Day of Judgment. And it will be too late. You know, I was very sincere when I taught that class on Thursday in Masjid Hamza in Arabic, with the Arabic-speaking sisters whom they are born Muslims, born true believers in Allah, supposed, you know. I was very sincere, clarifying to them that if you believe in the oneness of Allah, you must check your heart. If your heart is not full of love, care, sympathy, forgiveness, you have a problem with the belief in the oneness of Allah. So I want you sisters to have, you know, the mercy of being Muslims. This mercy is that you must give a lot of attention to your heart. Don't allow any bad feeling to be inside your heart. If you are upset with anyone, say to yourself, for the sake of my heart, to keep it clean, to keep it good, I forgive. I forget. I will never remember. For the sake of my heart, I must keep my heart in the best shape. This is the heart of the believer. I can connect with Allah only when my heart is clean, when my heart is full of love, sympathy, affection, compassion, care, a good heart. When you have that heart, and you will have duties towards other people, you will fulfill these duties to the best, in the best shape. No one will understand why you are caring for everyone, why you are taking care of everyone, why you appreciate any deed. This is out of your belief in Allah and out of your good heart. And don't look around. Don't look to other Muslims. Don't look to other people. On the Day of Judgment, you will be questioned for yourself. You will not be questioned about your friend or your neighbor or your husband or why other Muslims are not like this, why I am the revert, I am supposed to have, you know, these good qualities while most of the Muslims are not having it. This is nothing, this is none of your business. Your business is yourself. Allah, the Almighty, gave you the best blessing in this worldly life to convert to Islam. Believe me, sisters, this is what I am repeating and repeating to the Arabic-speaking sisters regarding you. You know, the revert sister of Monday class. So I want you, sister, to prove that you deserve this blessing. Okay, don't lose it. Don't lose it through, you know, lack of knowledge. And I am repeating again, you need a lot of knowledge in Islam. And you need the depths of the knowledge of the Quran. So that, inshallah, you will feel the mercy. And you will feel the good tidings of Allah, which Allah is sending to you in the verses of the Quran. The knowledge is very important for the revert system, for every Muslim. Okay, but for you especially, it is very important. Because you are supposed to have, you know, a clean or clear spirit. And whatever correct knowledge you will have, it will direct you easily to the right path. Regarding us born Muslims, unfortunately, you know, our culture is confused with the rules of Islam. every culture is confusing the rules of, with the culture with the rules of Islam. So when you try to tell to the sister, this is the right path, you tell you, but they say that in our country, and our culture is that. For example, if someone, her husband will die according to the rules of the Quran, she must be at home for 4 months and 10 days and not to communicate with others. In most of the Muslim countries, she must stay 1 year wearing black dress. You see, this is because this is the Christian. In Egypt, this is the rule of the Christian, to have black dress for 1 year. Okay? So if you say to the Muslims in Egypt, don't put black dress and follow the rules of the Quran 4 months and 10 days, they will tell you, no, our neighbors will be very upset with us. My aunt will be very upset with me if I don't wear black for 1 year when my mother died. I can't stand against the culture. The culture is controlling me. But for you, all praise to Allah, it is easy and it is not confusing. For us, you know, it is very confusing. Every rule of Allah, to follow one rule, you have to break 10 rules related to the culture. Some people, they accept. Most of the people, they don't. They still follow the culture. Okay, so for you, you know, this is a blessing from Allah. So try all the time, sisters, to be real. As I mentioned to you, when you love, your love must be real. And I think all of you agree that you feel the false love and the real love. Okay? Don't ever be a false human being. Because the true believer in Allah must be a real human being. When you love your parents from the depths of your heart. Take care of them from the depths of your heart. Okay? And also, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Respect them and obey them, okay, according to the rules of the Quran. You should not use words that, you know, that bother them. You should not raise your voice in their presence, not to look to them with anger, okay? You should not wave your hands when you talk to them or interrupt them when they speak. You should not argue with them. You should not lie with your parents. Okay? And also, sisters, you must look after them and help them. What is the meaning of this? The meaning of this, sister, is that you must take them to the doctor. You must clean their house if their house is in need. You must take them when you are enjoying a vacation. Okay, I am not supposed to say I'm going for vacation, me and my husband and my kids. What about your mother whom she is, she lost her husband for the last 10 years? No problem, my mother doesn't like vacations. She's an old woman now. She will be alone at home, no problem. Most of the people are under that impression. Okay, also sisters, you must supplicate to Allah to shower your parents with mercy, okay, in this life and in the hereafter. You must all the time supplicate to Allah regarding your parents. If they are alive, oh Allah, give them the good health. Oh Allah, shower them. Oh Allah, guide them to the right path. Oh Allah, make the paradise their final destination. And believe me, sisters, whenever I pray and whenever I do so good like this, the first supplication in all my prayers is that I call on Allah to save my parents from the punishment of the grave and to make the paradise their final destination. Even sometimes, you know, I am in need to call on Allah for something very urgent in the worldly life. I promised Allah that my first supplication will be the most important, the highest priority, is that my parents, inshallah, will be in the paradise. So again and again, I am reminding you about all of this because I want you now, every one of you, to have a pen and a paper and to write yes or no. Are you an oppressor to your parents or not? This is actually the topic of the class today because we are discussing about oppression. So you will answer this question, yes or no. Then you count. Then you decide you are an oppressor or not, okay? Then you decide how you can treat your parents in the future so that, inshallah, you will not actually face them on the Day of Judgment in a very terrible situation. Number one, do you really, I clarify to you the reality now, do you really appreciate how much parents sacrifice for you? Number two, are you willing to compensate them for their sacrifice? How? And how? Okay. Number three, do you feel that you have a lot of duties towards your parents? Number four, are your parents a priority like your kids and your husbands? Number five, do you miss your parents the way you miss your kids and your husbands? Number six, do you look after them the way they did with you? Number seven, how often do you call them to check about their health and, or to share their thoughts or to give them a dose of love? How often? Okay. Is it enough for them? Are they happy regarding calling them, the times you call them? Number eight, how often you visit your parents and how much time you spend in your visit? Okay. Number 10, during the visits of your parents, do you discuss their problems or you discuss your own problems? This is number 1. Number 2, during the visits, do you show them that they are the priority for you and you are looking forward for that visit, or you tell them that you are coming to them because you are looking for your mother to cook for you the same food which you always like? Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
That
is okay. Number three, during the visit, do you always bring them gifts, even simple ones, hot meal, flowers, a jacket, or you ask them to give you whatever they are not using, clothes, furniture, whatever, okay? Is it a visit to give or to take? Okay, number 13, do you clean their house if it needs cleaning? Do you cook for them if they need cooking? Number 14, do you accompany your parents to the doctor's visit without their request, as they always accompanied you all the time to the doctors? Number 15, are you bothered with your parents' dependence on you at their old age? Up to question number 15, sisters, if you answer more than three to four questions, yes, you are an oppressor to your parents. Okay, this is actually, you know, the goal of the class. It is related to oppression of the parents. Okay, okay. And I will continue with you. Now let us continue regarding the attitude with the parents. Do you sometimes show your parents your anger or your careless attitude? Okay. Number 17, do you feel that your old parents are a load in your life? Number 18, are you aware of the commands of Allah regarding the kind treatment of the parents? Number 19, are you aware of the hadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which we just mentioned, treat your parents kindly so that your kids will treat you kindly? Okay. Number 20, are you aware of the fact that one of the answered supplications is the supplications of the parents for their kids? So your parent can supply for you, do dua to Allah to give you all the good. And your parent can complain to Allah from you. They can call on Allah and tell to Allah, "Oh Allah, I am not happy with my daughter. She is not calling you. She is not. Okay? This is an answered supplication. Okay? Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there are three answered supplications. One of them, the one who break his fast. And the second one is the supplication of the parents regarding their kids. So if the parents are, sometimes, you know, you must know that fact. Parents are old-aged people. Okay? They are stressed very easily. So if you call your mother and tell her, "My mother, I'm coming to visit you today," So your mother will be very happy and she will prepare for you the food which you like. But unfortunately, your daughter decided that she must visit a friend after the school. So you forget about your mother completely. Then at 8 o'clock you call your mother, I am very sorry, my mother, I already forget everything because of my daughter. At that moment, maybe your mother will be very upset. She will start to cry and she may raise her hands to Allah. Yes, because you don't know what is the meaning of the old age. You know, the old age is a totally different story regarding the psychology, regarding the needs, you know. So actually, sister, oppression of the parents means to forget all their sacrifice, to erase their life. You are erasing their life, their effort, their wealth, which they spent for your sake, a great sin, which necessitates their forgiveness in their worldly life. This is the very important fact. If your parents will not forgive you in the worldly life, you will be facing them on the day of judgment, and Allah will tell them to take from your good deeds on the day of judgment. Okay, and again, because today we are starting to discuss about oppression of other people. If you oppress any human being and that human being didn't or doesn't forgive you in the worldly life, okay, for any reason, okay, suppose again I am clarifying. If I say, if I talk today to Celia, you know, in a very arrogant way, okay, and Celia feels hurt, okay, Celia decided not to come back to the class and we never meet again. On the day of judgment, Celia will take from my good deeds. Okay? So if we are aware of that fact, and everyone on the day of judgment will be looking for one good deed, only one. Celia will come and take a lot of my good deeds, only Allah knows how much. If I am aware of the fact that on the day of judgment everyone will be looking for one good deed, I will never waste my good deeds for other people on the day of judgment. I will either treat them in a good way or I will forgive them while we are still in the worldly life. For the sake of myself, I am not oppressing myself by this way, if we try, you know, to reflect. Okay? So, the most important regarding your parents is that you ask their forgiveness while they are alive, because you don't know when they will die. Maybe you tell to yourself, I will ask them forgiveness when I will go back to my country after 2 years. Unfortunately, your parents, it was their decree that they will die after 3 months. And you don't have the chance to ask them forgiveness. And on the day of judgment, it will be a great sin and the loss of a big number of your good deeds. Oppression of the parents means that you don't obey Allah's commands regarding kind treatment of your parents. This is a sin of disobedience of Allah. Oppression of the parents exposes you to the supplication of the oppressed. You know, at the end of the classes of the oppression, you will learn that the oppressed person has an answered supplication. Okay, and this is an answered supplication. If anyone oppresses the other one, the oppressed one had an answered supplication. You know, and this is, you know, sister, is a proof of how serious is oppression. Suppose today I oppressed Syria by being proud or arrogant and treat her not in a good way in front of the sisters, then Syria will pray Asr prayer and raise her hands to Allah. Oh Allah, show sister Mona so and so and so. This is an answered supplication. Then I will question myself when I have a hardship soon. Why I have that hardship? I am giving my classes, I am revising my Quran, I am doing everything good. No. My dearest Mona, you forget. Always the oppressor, forget. And always the oppressed, remember. This is one of the facts in life. The one who oppresses others, okay, always sleep the whole night. Those whom they are oppressed, they never sleep. They stay up, calling on Allah. Again, it's that one. And Allah promised that he will answer the supplication of the oppressed even after long time. But it is an answered supplication. So who is looking for his parents to raise their hands against her with the supplication of the oppressed parents? It is the supplication of the parents and it is the supplication of the oppressed human being. So it has two qualities of answered supplication from Allah the Almighty. Oppression of the parents means that you follow shaitan, who is against being good, a path which leads to Allah's punishment. Oppression of the parents makes you one of the oppressors who are promised the worst punishment in the hereafter. Oppression of the parents means that your heart is lacking any feeling of mercy, compassion, love, and appreciation. And actually, this means that you don't deserve Allah's mercy. Allah the Almighty taught us about mercy. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever is not showing forgiveness to others, Allah will never forgive him. Okay, or whoever is not showing mercy to others, Allah will never show him any mercy. If you are not merciful with your parents, why the Almighty will be merciful with you? You are blocking the gates of mercy of Allah when you oppress your parents. So again and again, sisters, this is the oppression of the parents. Most of the people are oppressing their parents. Most of the people are blocking the mercy of Allah in their life. Most of the people are opening gates of punishment in the Day of Judgment. So let us remember, you know, this, the duty of our parents. Let us ask Allah the Almighty to forgive us, okay? And let us try, you know, our best sisters to promise Allah. This is the most important, sister. When you learn, you know, the facts of the Quran, you immediately promise Allah to help you to repent and to help you to change your attitude. Inshallah, out of His mercy, He will help you to change your attitude. He will help you to have a new start with your parents. But at the beginning, you must ask them their forgiveness. And I will give you a personal advice. Every day, before you sleep, ask your parents their forgiveness. Because you may die that night. Okay? Through the email, through the phone call, through the visit. Anyway, all the time, ask your parents their forgiveness, and let us make the dua. Next class will be actually regarding oppression of the one. Okay, listen. O Allah, our Lord, inspire us with good conduct and save us from our evil. Amen. O Allah, our Lord, cause your love to exceed all loves in us, and cause your fear to be the greatest of all fears in us. Amen. O Allah, controller of the hearts, keep our hearts firm in your religion and keep it contented with your worship. Amen. O Allah, our Lord, guide us with those whom you have guided. O Allah, our Lord, strengthen us with those whom you have given strength. O Allah, our Lord, take us to your care with those whom you have taken to your care. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you for success on the Day of Judgment and a life of happiness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek refuge in you from a decline in your favor, from a change in your protection, from your sudden punishment and all your displeasure. Ya Allah, make the best of our deeds our last deeds. Ya Allah, make the best of our life our last moments. Ya Allah, make the best day of our life the day we meet you. O Allah, our Lord, we ask your protection from the torment of the hell, from the torment of the grave, from the trials in lifetime and after this. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to make our husbands and our offspring comfort to our eyes. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to increase your blessings and favors upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day.